God bless Texas. God bless Texas.
I've been sent to spread the message.
God bless Texas.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With less than 2 weeks to go until the election, the swing states are once again getting a whole lot of attention. ABC Stephen Portnoy with more on Donald Trump's appearances.
The former president holds two events today in Georgia, a state he won in 2016 but lost to President Biden 4 years ago. He's got a town hall focused on faith with the state's lieutenant governor in Zebulon, and then a rally in Duluth, Georgia, sponsored by the conservative PAC Turning Point Action.
Kamala Harris, in an NBC interview overnight, says her team is ready should the former president try again to overturn the results of the upcoming election. A judge has ruled that Rudy Giuliani owes most of his possessions, including his New York City apartment, to two Georgia poll workers who won a $148 million defamation judgment against him. McDonald's Quarter Pounders possibly linked to an E. coli outbreak that made nearly 50 people sick. Boeing has announced this morning it's lost $6 billion in the third quarter, partly because of a machinist strike. This is ABC News. South Korea's spy chief today saying that more North Korean troops are heading to Russia. And ABC Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, speaking this morning, said,
"We are seeing evidence that there are North Korean troops that have gone to Africa. Now, what exactly? Excuse me, not Africa, but Russia.
But it's not clear what the North Korean troops are doing yet in Russia, saying those are questions that need to be sorted out. Baseball fans are saying goodbye to the man who stormed into the league in 1981, setting off Fernando mania. L.A. Dodgers pitcher Fernando Valenzuela has died. Fans in L.A.
He was just a phenomenon. He came from nowhere. Yeah, it's just so sad, so sad.
The Dodgers win the World Series this year and recognize him as a great pitcher for the Dodgers.
Valenzuela won his own championship with the Dodgers, as well as winning NL Rookie of the Year and the Cy Young Award. He later became a Dodgers Spanish language broadcaster as well. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Shop Macy's lowest prices of the fall today for the season's best prices on what you need now. Save 40 to 60% on new styles to get you ready for cooler temps. Like cozy coats for your crew, the perfect sweaters for layering, and more fall wardrobe updates. Plus, don't miss amazing specials for you and your home. So good, they won't last. At Macy's.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. A fire shut down a Jefferson County ethanol plant Monday. Officials at the Aztalan Bioplant in Johnson Creek said the fire happened in one of the facility's dryers. It's unclear what caused the fire. No injuries were reported. The plant will remain closed while an investigation into the fire continues. UW Madison is leading a nationwide study on the causes of Alzheimer's. The university was granted over $150 million by the National Institutes of Health to lead the study with a goal to track the presence, absence, or change in molecules that are biomarkers in people with dementia or at risk of developing it. And don't go breaking your budget on Halloween. The Better Business Bureau says everything's more expensive this year, from candy to costumes. They suggest considering thrifting your outfit this year at secondhand stores and holding back a little on candy, which has seen the same price increases as other food items. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Did you and your family lose Wisconsin Badger Care Plus and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Sunny and quite a bit cooler today. We'll get to 54 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, 32. Tomorrow, sunshine, 64 with a chance of showers or a thundershower tomorrow night. After that, pretty nice weekend with sunshine and highs around 60 Saturday and Sunday. Hey, if you are looking for a great fall getaway or some winter holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Said comb your hair, she said some kids don't, and her parents' dreams went up in smoke. They said you can't leave, she said yes I will. They said don't see him, she said his name is Bill. She's on a roll and it's all uphill. She's a wild one with an angel's face. She's a woman child in a state of grace. When she was 3 years old on a savings time. She thinks they're too old. They think she's too young. The battle lines are clearly drawn. She's a wild one with an angel's face. She's a woman child in a state of grace. When she was 3 years old on her daddy's knee, he said you can be anything you want to be. She's a wild
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. On the way, we continue our spotlight of Elf LaLong Farms with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. We'll talk with Dave Steyer about water conservation on the farm. That's next.
You put me on a roller coaster, fly me on a plane. You send me to another planet, get inside my brain. I knew right when I met you, I would never be the same. But I let you take me over, girl, so I'm the one to blame.
straight jacket. You make all my screws come loose. Got me perfectly confused. Always find a way to mess me up and drive me wild. I love the way you make me lose my mind.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins, and good Wednesday morning as we continue our spotlight this week with Elfla Long Farms and the Steyer family. Thank you to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin for supporting our monthly spotlights. And Dave joins us again, and we're going to talk about something he won't consider himself an expert. I do, because I've called Dave before with questions on water issues, and part of that is because he's been on a bunch of committees here in Dunn County, and they practice so many different things here on the farm that he's kind of my go-to guy. And Dave, you've been on a whole bunch of different committees here in Dunn County dealing with water issues.
Yeah, we were on. I was asked to be on the CAFO committee in Dunn County a few years back, and it was extremely involved committee. They were looking at the impact of CAFOs in Dunn County and especially on water quality and things like that. And so also was a member of the DACAP committee that looked at nitrate rules and rewrite here in the last couple of years. And so we've done a lot of work with water quality issues on the farm. And I think one of the things that I'm really proud of is that dairy has a good story to tell. I think if you look at the five or six CAFOs in Dunn County, all of them have relatively low nitrate levels in their groundwater, and like 3.5 or less. And I think one of the reasons for that is that dairy farming in general utilizes a lot of alfalfa production. They utilize manure from their own dairy as fertilizer, and so they reduce their use of synthetic fertilizers, urea, nitrogen fertilizers, things of that nature. And I think, I think it's a good story to tell that people just don't know enough about.
I know that a few years back I had come out, and because in Pepin County we've been dealing with this, and I'm like, you don't have any problems, why? And you pointed out to the fields and say, well, what's out there? I'm like, alfalfa, that's why.
Yeah, and it's to me it's something that a lot of dairy farmers take for granted, but I think it's a huge deal. Alfalfa has the ability to produce its own nitrogen. They're getting more technology as we go down the road, corn plants that with the additives and things of that nature that can do the same thing. And so we're increasing the use of products that can, in our corn, that can create their own nitrogen, and reducing our use of synthetic fertilizers on corn as much as we can. One of the things that was really eye-opening for myself and my wife a couple years ago, we were fortunate to travel to Scotland and Ireland on a trip with dairy judging with our son. And one of the things that I asked just about every farm we were at was where their nitrates levels were at in their groundwater. And there wasn't a single farm that could tell me anything about their nitrate levels. And that was really eye-opening. And so we'd gone to a couple different big shows, the Highland show in Scotland, and then we went to another show in Ireland that was a local show. And when we got there, the tour guide came and got me and says, Dave, you need to come and talk to this person. And so we went over, and here they had a booth set up. It was a water quality booth, and a gal was kind of running it, and said, Dave, she can answer your question. And so I started talking to her about groundwater nitrate levels in Ireland, and where they were at. And she felt the average farm from her testing was somewhere between a 7 and an 8 on nitrate levels. And for me, that was shocking because Ireland, Scotland have a lot of heavy soils, a lot of heavy clay soils. They don't have hardly any corn production. They're growing a lot of small grains, but they are fertilizing it at very high nitrogen levels because they're trying to get 130, 150 bushel yields out of these small grains. And so to me, to have that high of nitrate levels in the groundwater with that much clay soil means that they're going to have that problem for a long time to come. And so looking at how we utilize things on our farm, you know, we talked a little bit about water and how it's used on the dairy. Every gallon of water that we use on the farm, we use 3 to 6 times over. We recycle as much as possible. One of the interesting things for me is on the dairy, our average cow will use about 35 gallons of water a day, which seems like a lot, but when you put it in context to what the average person in the city of Menominee uses, they're right between 80 and 100 gallons per person per day. And talk to the well administrator from Menominee to get that number. Also the well administrator from Cumberland, which echoed that 80 to 100 gallons per person per day usage level. And so where the cows are at 35 gallons of water per day, of that 35 gallons, quite a bit of it, maybe 10 gallons, 8 to 10 gallons, leaves the farm in the form of milk every day for people to drink. What's left over ends up going into our manure pits and eventually is spread back out on the ground and worked back into the soil for crop use, or eventually will work back down into the groundwater table. So it's I think we have a very positive story to tell from the dairy side as far as water use and how we take care of it, and the value or the the ability of manure to provide added value as a form of fertilizer to reduce nitrogen dependency on crops is a huge deal.
And because that manure is incredibly valuable, you do a lot of things here on the farm to make sure that it stays where it's supposed to until you can get it out onto the fields. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we do. We have been no-till farming for right around 35 years, near as I can recollect. And we started when I was young. When we first started no-till farming, it was kind of a joke. People would say, no-till, no yield. But I think it's gotten to the point now with the science of crop production and the machinery that's out there that it's very widely used. It's really something that in our area you see a lot of. And I think it's different by geography, and you know, you don't have to drive too far away to see where they don't use as much no-till, but I think there's a lot of places that could use it a lot better, I think. We also do cover crops, so everywhere where we take corn silage off, we'll come back in and seed down a rye cover crop in the fall. That's something we've been doing pretty hard the last few years. A lot of crop rotation, as I talked about before. We use the alfalfa, corn silage, soybeans, that kind of thing. So we're changing it up that way. So different things that we can do to maintain our soil health and really focusing more on some of the ability of the soil to stay healthy, not just farming it, but to have a healthy living soil that can be productive down the road.
We're talking with David Starr with Alpha Long Farms. We're going to talk a little bit more about some of the soil health as well, and even where the milk goes and how they make sure that milk stays wholesome for you. We'll do that tomorrow morning as well as we continue our week-long spotlights with Alpha Long Farms. Thank you to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. You're listening to WRDN.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Hi, I'm Treg Prenchinsky. I'm a husband, father, farmer, and contractor. Growing up in western Wisconsin, I was taught to be honest, work hard, and stay humble. I've taken these values with me to Madison, where I've rolled up my sleeves and work to make life more affordable for Wisconsin families and to make sure our communities remain a great place to raise a family. I ask for your vote November 5th so I can finish the job that I started. Paid for by T.E. Pronchinsky for Assembly.
Moments like making my kids my famous meatballs mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Eric Hovde's been caught lying again. Caught lying about Tammy Baldwin 20 times in his ads. The latest, quote, Hovde falsely claimed that Tammy Baldwin supports sex change surgery on minors. The truth? Tammy Baldwin doesn't support that, and there's no sex change surgeries on minors anywhere in Wisconsin. None. Hovde also lied about Baldwin, quote, giving our money to a transgender clinic. That's been found false 3 different times. The Journal Sentinel says the truth is Baldwin supported mental health funding for a homeless youth shelter. That's right. Hovde's attacking a place for homeless kids. We all know what Eric Hovde is doing. He's trying to scare you. But they are all lies. Wisconsin is better than this. We're not going to let some billionaire California banker lie his way into the United States Senate.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Baby, what's on your mind when you see me pull up in your drive? Do you want to go downtown? Maybe have a little high dollar wine. Do you wanna go out to the country and maybe blow all our money on some sugar at the truck stop and some scratch offs? See if we can get lucky. Oh, I gotta know what's going on in your beautiful mind. Baby, don't be shy and tell me now. Do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go flying down a 2-lane road. I'll make you wanna let your head down. Play a little truth or dare now. Act just like you don't care now. Girl, when I come around, tell me, do I make you wanna stay up to the sun? Howl at the moon. Baby, tell me the truth. Do I make you wanna karaoke in the neon light? Go to Vegas, stay up all night. Find a cheap flight, little 7-11, baby, roll those guys. Do I make you feel pretty? Do I make you wanna lean back and kiss me? Do you wanna roll with me to the mountain, to the beach, to a party in the city? Do you wanna take in a Broadway show? Or maybe just lay low. I gotta know now. Do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go find out a 2-lane road. Make you wanna let your hair down. Play a little truth or dare now. Act just like you don't care now. Girl, when I come around, tell me do I make you want. Do I make you turn into somebody else? Do you feel like you can finally be yourself? Baby, tell me now, do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go fly down a 2-lane road. Find a limb to hang your clothes. Out in the middle of nowhere now. But we can take it back downtown. You know I don't care now. Just wanna take you there now.
make you wanna stay up till the sun, howl at the moon. Oh, baby, tell me, gonna make you wanna stay up till the sun, howl at the moon. Baby, tell me the truth. Make you wanna.
Shoulder, but I want her that teddy bear. She's got me saying sugar pie, honey, darling, and dear. I ain't seen the Braves play a game all year. I'm gonna get fired if I don't get some sleep. My long lost buddies say I'm getting in too deep, but I like it, I love it, I want some more of it. I try so hard, I can't. Teach me courtesy, but it never sank in till that girl got a hold of me. Now I'm holding umbrellas and opening up doors. I'm taking out the trash and I'm sweeping my floor. I'm crossing my fingers and counting every kiss, praying that it keeps going.
Event you'd like to mention, email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
My baby born a Birkin, she's been telling me all night long, gasoline and groceries. This goes on and on. It's 9 to 5, ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a
party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody had to bargain tips. Everybody had to bargain tips. Everybody had to bargain tips. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh Lord, one. Here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Comes the two to the three to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord.
Tell them drink some.
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN Shaboozy and a bar song, Tipsy. 9:32, I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, Anthony Akers Charter School in Mondovi will be hosting a haunted trail through the Anthony Akers School Forest this Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m. Admission is $10. There'll be a free popcorn, apple cider, and fun prizes too. Visit the Anthony Akers School's Facebook page for more information. Let's run down today in history for this October 23rd, 1915. 25,000 women marched in New York City demanding the right to vote. 1941 was the first time we all saw pink elephants on parade. Dumbo released by Walt Disney in theaters across the U.S. 1973, President Richard Nixon agreed to turn over White House tape recordings to Watergate Judge John Secura. And that was the beginning of the end for the Nixon administration. In 1983, over 230 U.S. Marines stationed in Lebanon were killed when a suicide truck bomber crashed into the U.S. compound at Beirut International Airport. In 1991, Clarence Thomas was sworn in as the nation's 106th Supreme Court Justice. 2001, Apple releases the very first version of the iPod. 2015, ESPN pulled all of its content from YouTube over copyright issues. In 2019, Google claimed it was able to perform a calculation in 3 minutes that would take a supercomputer 10,000 years to do. This is called quantum supremacy. That sounds scary. Not sure I like that. And finally, in 2020, Netflix released the miniseries The Queen's Gambit. It would be the first streaming show to win an Emmy for Outstanding Limited or Anthology Series. That's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. Market update being brought to you in part by the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley and BioVet.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Milk markets are mixed with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, November milk down 4 to 2031, December down 1 to 2043, January steady at 2016. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets and hog markets, they are moving up mostly higher today as the trade is optimistic about consumer demand as well, with some of the boxed beef prices and also some of the early cash markets being at least a dollar higher potentially in the South. Hog markets also continue to move mostly higher as well. Again, that expectations of packer demand helping to support the market once again today. October live cattle up 67 cents to 188.72. October feeder cattle up 30 cents to 249.72. December hogs up 37 cents to 79.50. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn markets and wheat markets are slightly lower, while soybeans are mixed today. Now, outside markets are offering some pressure to the markets with the lower energy markets. There's also still some of that harvest pressure as well, but strong demand is still limiting some of the downward depression in the market. Now, a December corn down 2.25 to 414.25. November beans now back to steady at 991.75. December wheat in Chicago down 4.25 to 571.75. While Minneapolis wheat December down 4 to 612.5.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
The Dairy Farm families of AMPI are proud to share their award-winning butter and cheese with you. Find the Dinner Bell Creamery brand in your favorite store and bring home the taste of farm-fresh goodness. Farmer-owned and co-op crafted, our commitment runs deep to care for our land, animals, cooperative, and communities. The result is award-winning butter and cheese, where the heart of the Midwest shines through in every flavorful bite. Find us online at dinnerbellcreamery.coop or follow along on Facebook and Instagram. Dinner Bell Creamery, co-op crafted by farmers, made for families.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Sunny and quite a bit cooler today. We'll get to 54 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, 32. Tomorrow, sunshine, 64 with a chance of showers or a thundershower tomorrow night. After that, pretty nice weekend with sunshine and highs around 60 Saturday and Sunday. Hey, if you are looking for a great fall getaway or some winter holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
They roll the sidewalks in this town all up after the sun goes down, and say nothing good happens here when midnight rolls around. But laying down would be in vain. I can't sleep with you on my brain, and I ain't anywhere close to tired. Your kiss has got me wired. Girl, you got to be right, killing in your Levi's. High on your love has got me buzzing like a street light. It's still early out in Cali, baby, don't you wanna rally again? Find a row with no name, lay back in the slow lane. Sky's dropping, Jupiter around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows, I bet you we'll catch a nice second wind. We don't have to go home, we can leave the night on. We can leave the night on. Are turning blue, just kiss the clock to 22. Baby, I know what you're wishing for, I'm wishing for it too. Now all the lights are flashing gold, nobody cares how fast we
soundtracks in the stereo. The DJ's on a roll. Girl, you got the heat right, killing in your Levi's. High on your lovin's got me buzzing like a street light. It's still early out in Cali, baby. Don't you wanna rally again? Find a road with no name, lay back in the slow lane. Sky's dropping Jupiter around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows. I bet you will catch a nice second wind. Don't have to go home, we can leave the night on. We can leave the night on. The sun will steal the magic from us soon. So let's take one more trip around the moon. Girl, you got the beat right, killing in your Levi's. High on your lovin's got me buzzing like a street light. You wanna rally? We'll find a row with no name, lay back in the slow lane. The sky's dropping Jupiter all around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows. I bet you we'll catch a nice second wind. But we don't have to go home. We can leave the night on. We can leave.
I can still see the wind in her golden hair. I close my eyes for a moment, I'm still there. Bluest skies in Texas are haunting me tonight, like the stars that fill the midnight sky.
We got you covered. From Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Thinking about us, and you know I ain't good at this stuff, but these feelings piling up won't give me no rest. This might come out a little crazy, a little sideways, yeah, maybe. I don't know how long it'll take me, but I'll do my best. You be my soft and sweet, I'll be your strong and steady. You be my glass of wine, I'll be your shot of whiskey. You be my sunny day, shade tree. You be my honeysuckle, I'll be your honeybee. Yeah, that came out a little country, but every word was right on the money, and I got you smiling, honey, right back at me. Now hold on, 'cause I ain't done, there's more where that came from. Well, you know I'm just having fun, but seriously. You be my Louisiana, I'll be your Mississippi. You be my little Loretta, I'll be your Conway Twitty. You be my sugar baby, I'll be your sweet iced tea. You be my honeysuckle, I'll be your honey. Just said it all, I'm glad we had this talk. Nothing left to do but fall in each other's arms. I could have said I love you, could have wrote you a line or two. Baby, all I know to do is speak right from the heart. You'll be my soft and sweet, I'll be your strong and steady. You'll be my glass of wine, I'll be your shot of whiskey. You'll be my sunny day, shade tree. You be my honeysuckle, I'll be your honeybee. You be my Louisiana, I'll be your Mississippi. You be my little Loretta, I'll be your Conway Twitty. You be my sugar baby, I'll be your sweet iced tea. You be my honeysuckle, and I'll be your honeybee.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Blake Shelton, Honeybee, 950. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, there'll be a Red Cross blood drive on October 28th from noon to 6 p.m. at the Plum City American Legion Post in Plum City. Call Pat at 507-993-9218, 507-993-9218 to make an appointment for that and help them out. Well, California has seized, get this, more than $70 million worth of illegal cannabis in the last 3 months. You're saying to yourself, wait, I thought marijuana was legal. It is. But you got to follow what the man says to sell it. According to recent numbers from the governor's office, the state's Unified Cannabis Enforcement Task Force has seized over $190 million worth of illegal cannabis from more than a dozen counties in California since the beginning of the year. So you have to have a license and all that other stuff to grow the cannabis. So it's still illegal in California to do, you know, have that 80 acres of corn, and in the center of that 80-acre cornfield, you have the 1 acre of the real cash crop, right? In a statement, the governor of California said the state will continue to charge in cracking down on the illicit cannabis market, not only to protect consumers, but to support the legal cannabis industry.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durant at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
It's a couple hours before the football game. The only question is, what are you bringing to the tailgate? Classic beef cheeseburgers, steak fajitas, or maybe that beefy seven-layer dip everyone raves about? No matter what you bring, if it's beef, you're gonna be the MVP. Together, we bring more. Rev up your crowd at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
I'm Paul Hamilton, your choice for state senate. I taught for 20 years in rural schools, and I know how important a school is to a community. But school funding is in crisis and now relies increasingly on property taxes, which drives up costs and especially hurts rural seniors on fixed incomes. We have to fix this because schools are so important to rural communities. Vote for me, and I'll vote for rural Wisconsin to fix school funding. I'm Paul Hamilton, and I approve this ad, paid for by the committee to elect Paul Hamilton.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on, like this. Elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
We got you covered. From Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I'm the kind to take the keys. Don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to. And you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines. Your hands 10-2 on this heart of mine. Makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home. In a 4x4 by you. Parked out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on a tailgate, feet on the dashboard, oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion, up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me, ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you.
Try.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Lainey Wilson and 4x4 by you. 9:58. I'm Brian Winnikins. Thanks to Dave Steyer for joining us once again as we continue our spotlight with Elflo Long Farms this week with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. If you missed our interview, it's now available on our YouTube channel at Durand Broadcasting WRDN. You can check it out there. Also, parts 1 and 2 are also on our YouTube channel as well. Happy National Boston Cream Pie Day today. Oh, yeah. In 1856 at Boston's Parker House Hotel, French chef Monsieur Augustine Francis created his pudding and cake combination. Can't go wrong. The decadent cake comprises of two layers of sponge cake filled with vanilla-flavored custard. The cake is topped with a chocolate glaze, sometimes even powdered sugar and a cherry. How can you go wrong with that, right? 1996, Massachusetts declared the Boston cream pie as their official dessert. You just can't go wrong. So have yourself a heapin' helpin' of Boston cream pie today during this National Boston Cream Pie